This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, my voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. There I am with my sending email to people. And what's the last person on my mind was the person I just sent an email to. General Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I get everybody's name right, I think. Sooner or later, I get everybody's name right. I want to read you a directive that was sent to me when I worked at KABC in Los Angeles. It was following...
You still have it? That's a long
I do. I found it the other day, actually. I was going through a bunch of papers, cleaning things out. You know, we do. Now that we're home, it's cleanup time. And so I found this. It was from the fellow that ran, not KABC, but the ABC television and radio network. His name was Rune Arledge. This was really pretty instructive because it focused on the political year. Remember, I think I've told you that I've been when I was on KBC, I said something about Bill Clinton that got me into trouble. And it's the only time I've ever been taken to the woodshed in my life. But this was the instruction that I was given, a copy of this. It hadn't been sent to the... It was sent to department heads, but I got a copy of it after I said what I did on the air. He writes, as the political year approaches, it is a good time to remind everybody of the policies of ABC. We cover politics. We do not participate in it. This is 1990. When was I there? 1994. When was Clinton was running for re-election? It was 96. Okay. I just didn't have a date on, but anyway. We cover politics. We do not participate in it. We do not take sides. We take pains to avoid even the appearance of favoring one candidate or party over another. And I thought that was pretty interesting, given some of the other folks who were on the air at the same time. The guy in New York who had, just been fired because he violated this policy. Now I'm trying to remember his name. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Somebody will remember. Bob... anyway, not important. The reason I bring it out is because it's so different now from what it was then. Not only in terms of politics, but even talking about the coronavirus and taking the, some of the positions that we've taken. The number of people who are attacking other... It's a different time, folks. So Rush Limbaugh said, I'm dead right on this, that coronavirus is the common cold, folks. Okay, he was dead wrong on that. But the fact that even that response, Victoria, I mean, at this point in time, there just is enough of that stuff. And I think we need to remember that from my point of view, we are not participants. We are here to not take sides. And it even comes to the information that's coming on this. I have a document in front of me that was sent to me by a friend of mine yesterday in Los Angeles and this is the type of thing that is going around. Now you tell me, I want to hear Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, what are you hearing here? This came from a local Los Angeles publication. This guy's doctor, actually, it was a medical thing. And he sent this info on COVID-19, which the doctor said, and I'm reading, quoting from this paper, the COVID virus is not a living organism, but a protein molecule covered by a protective layer of lipid, which is fat, and then absorbed by the cells of the ocular, that are your eyes, the nasal passages, the mucosa. It changes the genetic code, becomes mutated, and converts into an aggressor. In your body, the cells multiply. Since the virus is not a living organism, but a protein molecule, its not killed. It decays on its own. The disintegration time depends on the temperature, humidity, and type of material upon which it is resting. The virus is very fragile. The only thing that protects it is a thin layer of fat. That's why any soap or detergent is the best remedy, because the foam cuts the fat. This is very instructive, I think. I hope you'll...
And by the way, I've heard this before, so I think that this is actually true.
Okay, this is an L.A. This is from an L.A. doctor, so you probably saw it in L.A. This is why we need to wash our hands for a full 20 seconds to make a lot of foam, because the foam dissolves. Now, I've never heard this before.
Grease, if you think
right.
about it.
Yeah,
that's why they
right.
even say dishwasher. They even say, like, right. if you're washing your hands, you can use dishwasher soap because it helps break it up fast.
And that's why, and the heat melts the fat, ladies. That's why it's good to use water that's as hot as you can possibly stand. Not only for your washing of your hands, but your bathing, your clothing, everything. Hot water makes more soap foam, and that's more useful. I think this is very interesting. Alcohol or any mixture of alcohol over 65% also dissolves fat, especially the external lipid layer of the virus. Any mix with one part bleach and five parts water directly dissolves the protein, breaks it down from the inside. Oxygenated water helps because peroxide dissolves the virus. That's why I'm gargling with hydrogen peroxide two or three times a day. And I think that's helping as well. let's see here. Never shake clothing, sheets, or cloth. Just put them in the washer. The virus may be laying on the porous surfaces, and if you shake it, so we got the picture, right? It will take 3 to 6 hours to degenerate into a non-threat once you've shaken it off your clothing or off any surface. The only surface that's antiseptic is copper. Wood also. Takes 24 hours for it to get off of cardboard, 42 hours off of any metal, 72 hours off of plastic. If you shake a piece of cloth or use a feather duster, the virus molecules resting on these items can float in the air and land on something and last for 3 or 4 days. So that's very instructive. Don't be dusting. That's bad. The virus molecules also need moisture to stay stable. They need darkness. Therefore, dehumidified, dry, warm, and bright environments degraded much more quickly. UV light on anything like that breaks down the virus almost instantly, the protein of the virus. Be careful. It also breaks down collagen, which is a protein in the skin, which will cause your skin to wrinkle. Okay, we can wrinkle the skin.
What he's saying is don't go to a tanning bed hoping to get rid of coronavirus.
Yeah. You know? Okay, good. So you're listening carefully to this. Vinegar is not useful because it doesn't break down the protective layer of fat. The more confined the space, the more concentration of virus there can be. The more open or naturally ventilated, the less it's likely. Again, the brightness, ventilation, that kind of stuff. So, again, washing your hands.
Well, brightness, too. The sun. People don't realize this, but the sun is Mother Nature's strongest disinfectant.
Right. Yeah.
The sun is an amazing disinfectant, and people just never think about that or realize it. So,
you said something. You said something yesterday that also this treatise ends on this, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
You should moisturize your hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And because the dryness,
any germ can live in dryness much more easily than if you have. If you think about it, if you're putting a layer of lotion on your hands after you wash and scrub them, you're basically putting. It's like putting what this virus is. It's like coating your skin in almost like a layer of a protein. So that really helps safeguard, especially if you have any nicks or cuts on your hands. You always want to make sure that you moisturize right over that, because those are
your face,
those areas
too.
Are even more
any exposed.
Yeah.
Skin layer. Yeah. So do you think that was helpful? Was that very? I've never seen this much information about this way. At least.
Yeah, and I would.
Point.
I would add to it real quick. I watched something with a doctor, and they were explaining, you know how the virus has the little tentacles on the outside of it? They look like little spikes.
Yep.
You've all seen the picture of it. Well, apparently what that does is they go into your windpipe, and they actually just, they clutch on. Mm-hmm. And so the cells start to, they start to multiply, they take over, and they start to kill the healthy cells in your body. And that's what's actually going into your lungs and filling them up is mm-hmm. letting them hang on. So the quicker that you can, you know, keeping yourself clean, yes, but the quicker that you can start getting your immune system to destroy that virus in the appropriate way, that's how people are having lesser cases. So that's why it's important to have that healthy immune system that we talk about, because when it goes into overdrive, that's actually what puts you into a state of pneumonia. So
I don't want to speak for anyone else here, but I completely believe when certain experts and doctors have said that there's no way that this is not a man-made virus. I believe that the structure of that, like Jen was saying with the little like sort of spikes, that that's based on menthol cigarettes. And if you think also how many people in China smoke and how many people smoke menthol cigarettes, it's the process of a menthol cigarette. When you inhale that, there's fiberglass in it, and the fiberglass is meant to make tiny little incisions, microscopic incisions, all the way down your windpipe into your lungs, so you get the nicotine faster into your system. And
I
so it's a similar.
I
would believe that it's completely modeled after a menthol cigarette.
Yeah, I had a friend, my friend, the other farmer here in my part of town, and I had an argument about this. He says, "You think this is man-made? Come on."
I have some friends who think I'm crazy for saying that. I'm like, gosh, didn't come from eating bats.
No, not at all. Crazy stuff. Speaking of things that will be helpful, the Good Day Health, I'm talking a lot about our health programs that I do every week, couple of hours, with respect to Drs. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell. This week, the Good Day Health focus from Ken is all about the COVID-19. I'm talking about our we have all kinds of different things that we produce here. Podcasts, one of them. This podcast is one of a two-part series on coronavirus with Dr. Ken. Ken believes in this, and he explains in this podcast, we'll have a much better handle on where we're going in the next couple of weeks. We still don't know where this is going, and I think he's right about that, but I think we're getting closer to it at any rate. So find out more information about the COVID-19 from a respected medical professional's point of view, who reads and follows all of the literature that comes down the pike from all the various journals. Dr. Ken, podcast about COVID-19, most recent Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com, and wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, iHeart, wherever it is you get it, it's gooddayhealthshow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. His face lost all expression. I said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You
so got to know. Pretty much all of us recognize this is a big Kenny Rogers song. One of the ones he was most famous for. Did a bunch of TV movies on the theme of the gambler. So this is Keith Urban, who's singing this song.
I'm becoming such a Keith Urban fan.
In a new live stream concert. He hosted a concert from his basement studio called the Urban Underground Series. Performed a six-song set, mixing in a classic cover as a tribute to Kenny Rogers, who passed away over the weekend. He said, quote, I want to do a song for the late, great Kenny Rogers. His wife, Nicole Kidman, is looking on. You can see her in the video. I grew up playing a lot of his music, and I know a lot of my friends did as well. It's hard to narrow it down to just one song. But he says he chose this signature story song. If you know it, please sing along, he said to the viewers, because I haven't played it in 25 years myself.
Well, he did along a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, this is good.
And can I just throw out there for a second while we're talking about Kenny Rogers?
Yeah.
The song that I was trying, I couldn't remember what song it, what the name of it was, that I love so much by Kenny Rogers. If you want to cheer up today and you just want to listen to a great song, do you know the song The Greatest from Kenny Rogers? It is
maybe
such
if
a great,
I heard it.
About baseball. It's about the kid that goes up and swings his bat at the ball. You got it. Just do yourself a favor today and listen to that song. It's there you go. Kara coming through.
Grits his teeth. Kara does come through.
And he tries it again. The ball goes up, the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Yep. He delivered his own, Keith Urban delivering his own song, Never Coming Down. Also, You're Gonna Fly, Somewhere in My Car, Wasted Time. And the latest single he came out with, God Whispered Your Name. Have we got that? I'd like to hear that. Is that what we're listening to here?
God whispered your name, and that's when everything changed. about being saved.
It's amazing how these geniuses come up with the lyric line and the music that goes together with it. I think it's genius, frankly.
And he writes a lot of his own stuff, too, which
yep.
is pretty cool.
Plus, he rips on guitar. He's amazing. He's an incredible
Brad
guitar player.
Paisley are incredible guitar players.
Yep.
So he was supposed to host the 55th annual ACM Awards next month in Vegas, but the show has been rescheduled for September. But apparently, he's still on board as the MC. So, Keith Urban here on the DJB program. Here's a blast from the past. John Fogerty performing CCR classics in the latest installment of Rolling Stones In My Room. New Instagram TV series in which a lot of musicians perform from their homes because of, it's the same kind of thing as we just heard in a couple of these home performances. Fogerty's performance follows Brian Wilson's performance. Video opens up with Fogerty sitting in his yard in California, decked in his flannel shirt and accompanied by his dog. The dog's name is Credence. I'm sure we're all going stir crazy after 10 days or so of doing this, he said. I thought I'd go outside and get some fresh air, maybe sing a couple of songs. Be well, everyone. This is very cool. The scene shifts to his home studio where he performs the song Bad Moon Rising, which you're listening to in the background. Final song, As Long As I Can See the Light. He comes back into the house with the piano in his living room, candles, fireplace behind him. His shows in April had been put off because of the outbreak. For the time being, his summer European leg and Las Vegas fall residencies are still on schedule. So,
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In effect, this is a wartime level of investment into our nation.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republicans saying the Senate and the Trump administration and Democrats have reached a deal for a $2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus.
The agreement coming after 5 straight days of intense negotiations on the bill to provide relief for businesses and laid off workers. Democrats had been complaining that the initial bill did not provide enough assistance for American workers. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been quiet about his campaign plans for days now, but the Vermont senator says he is looking forward to taking part in a Democratic debate with Joe Biden this April. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Teaming up to bring you around so we can relieve some of the pain here, the inside scoop on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Pretty much everything is all virus all the time. There's not much you can find the connection to the virus to most anything that you have laying around the house there. Boys and girls, the secrets from the corner. Well, actually, Victoria's done some research to find. This is sort of the Darwin Awards for people doing stupid stuff to try to prevent. I understand the fear. I get it. I understand that you're going to try to do anything. But for heaven's sakes, good God, use some common sense. Oy!
I know.
What do you have?
Well, one of the things that separate from the Darwin Awards, one of the things that's we're seeing trending now across the country, this started kind of in Manhattan and in L.A., and now apparently this is spreading around the country, it's divorce. Divorce rates have increased by 50% in New York City. And so, and it's really interesting, several reasons. Number one, divorce lawyers say that there's, just in the past week alone, there's been a 50% increase of people calling and seeking representation for a divorce. One of the main reasons, when the market drops, wealthy people decide, hey, if I wanted to unload my spouse, now's the time because I'm worth less and I have to, and the settlement will also be less. Lovely. But it's true. That's how a lot of people do think. One of the other things is people living busy lives no longer are allowed to live busy lives. You're stuck at home and in confinement. A lot of marriages are falling apart. So
you get to see who you're really married to.
Right. That's also true. So if you're, you know, cramped in an apartment in New York City, that's not a lot of room to move around, and tempers flare, and people are already sort of anxious as well with, you know, what's going to happen with the virus. And so all of those reasons have kind of combined, and so now there are going to be, apparently, according to one law firm in the city, there are going to be a number of high-profile divorces that we're going to hear about in the coming months. And so,
any hints?
You know, this one attorney who represents, he did the divorce for Jack Welch from the former GE CEO. He represents George Soros and Greg Norman and Howard Stern and Matt Lauer. He did all those divorces. He essentially is the one who said he said the net worth of a moneyed spouse is lower than the settlement is lower, and that's a rationale that a lot of people are using right now to get divorced. So we'll see who.
What a world!
Now, in the going to your Darwin Awards. Couple of cautionary tales here. At least one person now is infected in Kentucky after having a coronavirus party with a group of young adults. So the governor, Andy Beshear, in Kentucky was pretty livid. He said, quote, this is one that makes me mad. We have to be much better than that. These young partygoers that thought they were invincible, and they, of course, now are spreading the virus around. Mm-hmm. And
it purposely, there ought to be some charges filed. This would be there's enough information around so that, you know, what they say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, there shouldn't be that. There should be no ignorance because it's everywhere.
There's got to be
no one on the planet who does that. You know, yesterday, yesterday, I got a card from the CDC that in the mail that's at my place of business. That was, like, given the whole requirement. So even in the mail, like, okay, you don't watch TV, you don't look at social media, there's no way that there is a person on the planet who doesn't know what's happening right now.
And this was a group of younger people thinking that it's not a big deal, and they thought it would be fun to throw a party, and now the virus is going to be popping up in all of them because one of them now is a confirmed case. And again, going to dispel the myth that this is just a virus that's only affecting older people, in New York, in the state, this isn't just in New York City, but in the entire state of New York, 53% of the cases are young people between 18 and 49. So this is, you know, there's a 12-year-old girl in Georgia who's on a ventilator. She's fighting for her life. The first person under 18 died in California on Tuesday.
Although they did step back from that a little bit. I guess there are some weird other things going on with that kid, because both the mayor and the governor said that, and then they stepped it back saying, well, there was some septic issues, I guess, going on with the kid with some other infections. So it's possible. But 42% of our cases are under 40 as well in California. So it's not just older people.
Yeah, and when you see groups, we were walking our dogs just the other day, and you know, you see groups of kids on bikes, they're not social distancing. And then you see, like, you know, clusters of three girls walking together. Well, okay, you're outside, but you also don't live together. So people don't understand that. If they think, oh, I'm just going to go and meet my friends for a walk. Okay, but if you don't live with them, then you're supposed to maintain 6 feet of distance. So it's people, I don't know, they're getting it all mixed up. And the final story here, which is not Darwin related, but is still unfortunate, Minnesota Timberwolves player Karl Anthony Towns, he's an NBA player, he has taken to Instagram to share his mother's fight with the virus. She is in a medically induced coma right now. Both of his parents got it. I don't know if he has it, but both of his parents had it. His father did okay and is now out of the hospital and has stay-at-home orders, but his mom just kept getting worse and worse. She was on a ventilator, and then nothing was working. None of the drugs that they tried were working, and now she is in a medically induced coma. He said that the family is obviously devastated by this, but they're not giving up hope yet, and they're hoping that maybe this combination of the Zithromax and the chloroquine maybe could help her, but she's pretty far along now and with the disease, which is really sad.
All right. So did you, the guy who died from taking something that he thought was the same as the
that couple. Were they in Arizona? Did I make that up? Oh,
they were in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. Right. Okay.
Well, they're the Darwin winners. They get the MVP of the Darwin Awards this year. If you haven't heard the story, this couple in Arizona, they're both in their 60s. They decided after, the wife claimed that after they saw President Trump tweeting about the chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, they decided to take some of this at themselves because they had a koi pond, and it is also.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. Where'd that come from?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, a smile is worth a thousand words.
Yeah. Yes.
So anyway, so these geniuses took chloroquine phosphate as thinking that they were going to preventatively cure themselves, even though they didn't have the COVID. But the husband died and the wife was hospitalized. And so now she's trying to blame President Trump for tweeting about these drugs, which this is absolutely not his fault at all. Within 30 minutes of ingesting these drugs, both the couple experienced immediate effects, and they went right to a nearby Banner Health Hospital. So it's just, don't do this.
There's one more for the books. George Falcone has been charged with making terrorist threats. He lives in New Jersey. He coughed. He went into the supermarket and deliberately coughed on a worker and told her he had the virus. So somebody called 911. The police got there while the guy was still there. He's now being held in jail without bail on terrorism charges. Good.
What a dope.
Good.
What town does it say?
Hold on just a second. I just
it's not that important.
He looks like you look at a picture of this guy, and he looks like he was in a Wegmans in Manalapan, New Jersey.
Oh, jeez.
I was looking
at my situations from, Jen.
Oh, I love that. Careful, don't touch him. But I was looking at my neighborhood forum on Facebook the other day, and I guess a bunch of people were clutching their pearls because the security guy at Starbucks had to restrain this homeless guy. But then if you read down in the story, apparently he was running up. He was acting erratically and running up to the window and coughing on people in their cars as they were up the drive-through lane of the Starbucks.
Oh,
these are you kidding? And then people were upset that the security guard had to restrain him. That's exactly what the security guard should be doing, in my mind. Yeah.
Exactly. Here's some info on what parents and children are doing at home. We had this conversation off the air. I was talking about what Miles is doing at home, what other youngsters are doing, no matter what their age, from 5 to 15 and older, even college. My daughter and her husband are profs at UCLA, and they're all working from home. Megan started Monday, teaching using whatever it is that they're using use the facilities they have online. I don't know whether it's Zoom or whatever it is, but anyway, all the schools are pretty much shut down now. A lot of prominent voices are calling for a new landscape when it comes to people in Framingham here paid for laptops for everybody. What do they call them? Not the laptops, but their,
iPad.
It's a notebook. Right. So you look around and you see how parents are dealing with this. See, I think this is maybe a silver lining to this. Parents are getting much more engaged in what the children, because they're home, and they're watching what the children are doing. And there's sort of, I saw somebody who is a neighbor who told me at a distance that I said, well, what are you doing with Fred at home? And he said, well, I've actually been learning a lot from Fred and with Fred. So I thought that was kind of cool. And it's going to go on for at least another 15 days, maybe longer than that. Depends on, you know, when all of this shakes out. There's been pretty thorough guidance, actually, for at least neck of the woods here. My town, the city here, has done a lot of work to explain how everything works. The teachers are doing a lot of that sort of thing. And, in fact, there's no hours. The kids are on the thing from when they get up in the morning through the rest of the day. So that may be an interesting
It makes me wonder how many people are going to say, you know what, maybe we can do this and start homeschooling their kids.
Homeschooling.
Do you think there's going to be? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think kids need socialization. It's such an important part of
development. It is, right. I agree with that. Yeah. But I think we're learning. There may be more learning going on here. Mm. Question. Do you know how you're going to keep your children's skills sharp when the schools continue to stay closed. Experts say being proactive and prepared will have the best results. So here's some more on this story from Andy Solomon.
With schools closing across the country because of the COVID-19 virus, parents are suddenly faced with the challenge of keeping their children occupied, and more importantly, learning at home. Pam Rogeman, Dean, College of Education, University of Phoenix, says that regardless of their age, keeping normal school hours for learning should be priority.
Keep learning as a part of your children's day. Use teacher lesson plans and interactive apps. Conduct simple science experiments around the house. Keep reading and writing skills high by assigning books and journals, then schedule time as a family to discuss.
This can also be a great opportunity to introduce new skills. Teach your children how to cook, garden, or play a new sport. You don't need to run out and spend money on a science kit or workbook. You probably already have what you need around your home.
Don't forget to continue to be a role model for your child. Model the behavior you want them to do. Limit your screen time, stay busy during your scheduled work time, and remain calm.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/news.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. I'd like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns. Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's another one for you, boys and girls. The number of domestic, you were talking about divorces that are being initiated, Victoria. The number of domestic abuse cases have risen in like immensely.
The calls.
The calls to the Anti-Violence Project and the Suicide Lifeline and Crisis Text Line. My
There's
God.
So many women and some men who
and
are.
And kids.
Are just trapped at home with abusers. It's awful.
I read really a story where they were an op-ed in L.A. where they were pleading with people to put schools or daycare back in session because they were saying how big the problem is for kids that are being beaten at home during all of this.
Oh,
that's
God.
Crazy.
That is crazy. So I talked about how we're better off with the school stuff. Not better off because of that for sure. 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Visit from Warren Eckstein, who has been missing in action for a couple of weeks. And in the interim, Warren, you have missed National Puppy Day, celebrating our love of puppies. There was a picture on the on Jennifer Aniston's porch of her new puppy. I thought it was kind of the cutest thing and a way for us to relax, given what's going on, how galvanized we are with the reality. Also, we missed National Canine Veterans Day. And we all know how important that has been around for since the Second World War, recognizing the dogs that are used for defense of our country. And then there was a doggy date night. That was a couple of, when was that? A couple of days? No, that was last month. Doggy date night. So, all right, we got that taken care of.
Who pays the bill? The dog or the person on doggy date night?
I'll pick up the bill. So let's talk about how to keep your pets safe. What sort of recommendations you, Warren Eckstein, have from the pet show on do pets need to limit contact with other animals or with other human beings the same way human beings have to limit contact with each other?
You know, it's an interesting question, Doug, and I've been getting a lot of people saying to me, Warren, if I take my dog for a walk, you know, normally the neighbor across the street comes over and pets him. Is that okay right now? Not a good idea. However, when I take my dogs for a walk, there are other dogs in the neighborhood they like to play with. So what I try to do is I maintain the 6-foot leash on my end. The other person maintains the 6-foot leash on their end, which gives us 12 feet, but yet the dogs can get together and play a little bit. However, if you're going to do that, when you bring your dog home, it's imperative that you wipe off the dog and wash your hands if a person touched the dog. So right now I'm not letting people touch my dog. I'm not going to get into that.
But
even if they're playing with another dog, it's possible if they're rolling on the ground and the person who has the other dog has the coronavirus. However, there's really been no report so far of anyone getting ill from touching their pet. So
I think it's okay. Then let's go to the next. Let's start, especially Los Angeles. Well, I mean, around the country, Victoria is so engaged in this, and so are a lot of other people who are trying to find homes for dogs. And I'm wondering whether or not we were talking about social distance from dogs that we have, but how is it changing the situation for, like, buddy dog service, some of these humane society services that are trying to find homes for the dogs? Is that on hold right now? The shelters have to hold on to these dogs? And one wonders, the kill shelters, especially what they're doing in this circumstance.
In New York, I know in New York, probably in L.A., the same thing. In New York, they've had, they're shutting down the shelters, and so they've had a plea for fosters. Yeah. Luckily, New Yorkers have responded really well. They've had over 2,000 applications to be a foster parent, which is the best way to save a life immediately.
And actually, across the country, pet adoptions have actually doubled since the coronavirus, which is a good thing. Well, let's face it. People are home alone. They're by themselves. They're bored. They don't know what to do. They need companionship. They've thought about a pet. Well, now's the time to do it. And some of the rescues and humane societies and shelters that are actually closing down are now actually virtually adopting dogs, where you go online, and if you find the dog that you really think would be perfect for you, they will actually bring it out to your car so you don't have to go inside and have that kind of problem.
That's good.
So a lot of people, even vets are doing that now. A lot of vets right now, including my own vet, if you have a veterinary appointment, you're not going to, unless it's an emergency, you're not going to bring your dog into the veterinary hospital. The technician will meet you outside with their own leash, take your dog into the doctor, have the doctor examine the dog, then the dog will be brought back to your car. So there, you know, a lot of good things, but we're not the only ones. A lot of celebrities are really, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, they're all talking about social distancing with their pets, and the fact that their pets are with them is making that social distancing go a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
It's also a great time to, if you're at home, it's a great way to bond with a new animal right away. You know,
that's
a lot of people have to go to work every day, and if you don't now, it's great to bond.
You know, that's one of the advantages also, Victoria, that people don't understand. You know, we can learn a lot. As anxious as we are, as stressed out as we may be, as crazy as we can be when there's a problem like this, you know what? Our dog's at home, and they're adjusting fine to the concept of being at home with us and us being home with them. So we can learn a lot about adapting from the way our pets adapt. I have people in my neighborhood that are absolutely crazy about this, and I'm staying inside. That's what I'm doing. I'm kind of a wanderer, so I like to get out with my dogs and go different places. But I can be honest with you.
You're a hermit. What are you talking about?
Hermit.
You're a hermit.
A hermit?
Yes,
I am. I guess I am a hermit.
Good job.
I am. You know, I
But you know what
house.
I wondered? As I travel across the country, I had Daisy. Daisy's become much closer in lots of ways. She's now sleeping with me in my bed in my home, which she hadn't done before. And every once in a while, when she's moving around, she sneezes in my face. I wonder what there is in that.
Maybe she learned. Let me leave you guys with one tip that's real important, okay? Make sure you keep up with the exercise of your pets, even if it's staircase sprints if you live in an apartment.
Yep.
Whatever you need to do, keep up with the exercise and the mental stimulation. We'll get through this.
Yep. All right. Good advice. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show on the air every weekend all around the country. It's 59.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.